I'm going to touch on a few halachas about halachas neiros and erev Shabbos, because we cannot light on Shabbos. Obviously, it's Chazal told us we should light earlier. The earliest mind you can light from is Plag HaMincha, which this erev Shabbos will be at 3:56. The Moshe has a tshuva. The Moshe says that even though you could light from Plag HaMincha and onwards, it's only referring to a person who plans to be Makabel Shabbos immediately afterwards. But if a person is planning not to be Makabel Shabbos, not to light Neiros Shabbos till later, he really should be Ma'acher his Halakas Neiros Chanukah as close as possible to the Halakas Neiros Shabbos. If a person lit earlier, definitely that's a valid halakha, but he should really preferably wait till doing it right as close as possible to the Zman of Shabbos, which means it's right before you're going to be Makabel Shabbos through Halakas Neiros. You have to have enough oil in there, or the candle has to be large enough to last until a half an hour after Seder Chachamim, which for this Erev Shabbos that would be 6:10. So for whatever time you're lighting, it has to last at least until 6:10. Rav David Feinstein has a tshuva where he talks about, he was asked, does that apply to the children's menorahs as well? There's a chiyuv chinuch, the halachas and hilchos chinuch is when a child does a mitzvah, you have to do whatever is considered the primary, a basic element of the mitzvah. You have a chiyuv to mechanech the child as well. The hidurim, you're not mechanech mechanech a child. Anything which is the basic mitzvah itself, you should mechanech a child. So a child has reached the age of chinuch. He understands the mitzvah of halachas neiros, the concept of Chanukah. He also has to have at least one candle, which will at least last the full amount of time. So that's part of the Iker mitzvah. It has to last the proper amount of time. We mentioned that you would preferably try not to put different types of items in your menorah. So it should be clear what you're lighting. So if you're going to be using oil, you'll have maybe a larger container of oil, but it should be oil. You shouldn't switch from oil, have all oil and one candle, or vice versa. If you're using candles, you could have one larger candle, as long as it's basically, if you could set them up at the same height, should be nicker, that's the same halakha. It's preferable, Mishabur says, l'chadkhila to daven mincha before halakha's neiros, and many shuls, yeshivas have a minyan for mincha earlier on in the day. We'll have a mincha here at 12:45, so be able to make the halakha afterwards. What it does generate is an interesting problem of when you make the halakha in Beis HaKnesses. You light Erev Shabbos, you light in the shul. Since they daven mincha ready, and everybody's, daven mincha ready, so nobody's there. Because when it comes the time to light the halakas neiros, you don't have a minyan. When you light the neiros Chanukah in the Beis HaKnesses, does it require a minyan to be able to say a bracha? So the Mishabura brings it's mashia from some of the earlier poskim that the halakha, at least one of them says that if you light in the Beis HaKnesses without a minyan, you do not say a bracha. The Mishabura has a long bare halakha to disagree with that. That is, if you're lighting a Beis HaKnesses, even though you do not have a minyan yet, you still would light with a bracha. But that being said, it says it would definitely be preferred for a person to try and arrange that when you would light the Neiros Chanukah, Erev Shabbos, there would be a minyan there to be able to make a bracha properly. One last point, there's a halacha, when you light the Neiros Chanukah, as long as you lit the Neir properly, you had the correct amount of oil, and everything is the way it's supposed to be, if it goes out afterwards, you're not mechuyev to relight it. However, the Mishabur does point out that Erev Shabbos, it would be preferable to relight it, you're not mechuyev to, it would be preferable to relight it, because the Torah says that you must relight it, you would definitely not make a bracha, you would not repeat the bracha, but if it would go out before Shabbos, your Neir, for whatever reason, went out, you would have to be careful. So you should relight them, and obviously you should not put it in a place where the wind or something would be near a door or something in such a way that when you open the door, it's a possibility that it might be affected by the entrance of the person on Shabbos. Have a good morning.